That's a MSO. We'll talk Mike into replacing the room that's out there, but we got a chip on it.
Okay. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, August 12th, 2025. Roll call, please.
Swegold.
Here.
Smith, absent. Daniel.
Here. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on July 22nd. Yeah, if you will. Thank you. July 22nd. I think I sent just one minor change over to Rosie and Sally and Leslie, which was the I've got to find it now. The trail under pay request for Pulver asphalt paving that the railroad crossing came out to $500,000, not $1.5 million. So besides that,
pennies difference.
Yeah. So besides that, any other changes or corrections?
No, sir.
I'll make a motion. We accept the minutes as presented with the noted change.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Do we know if our friends with the encroachment agreement will be coming tonight or no?
I don't know. She wanted to go next.
Oh, no, that's fine. I just didn't. I'm just asking if they're going to be here. Okay, so we're going to jump ahead to item number 4, which is land acquisition. This is actually at 920 East Van Buren, not 902 East Van Buren. There isn't anything in the packet. It's just on there. So, Marsha, I'll turn it over to you.
This is a property owned by U.S. Railroad Best, which is not a railroad company. That just is the name of an owner. And who approached the city about buying this property that the city currently has utilities on and accesses the water department, correct?
Yes.
Across this property right now. It's about 1.2 acres in this area. I think if you actually look at the map, I think Van Buren technically sort of went through this property too. But anyway, we've been negotiating, and we are looking for the city to purchase this property for $6,800. And just need approval from the Board of Works to get this accomplished.
Yeah, that's been there for ever.
Yes. And, yes, it has.
I remember mapping it out, and I'm like, why?
Yes.
You know, why has that not been taken care of before? Or
well, there's a joint, there's an adjacent property in front of the YMCA that
yes
was acquired, I think, by the YMCA as well. So, yeah. So I think there's just a multiple properties that they're trying to dispose of, if you will. So, okay. So, if you're okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the land acquisition for 920 East Van Buren Street.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion.
So, how much again?
6,800.
All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Okay. So, you'll work out the documents.
Yep. I'll meet with him or discuss it with him and get this taken care of.
Thank you, Marcia. Appreciate it. Okay, we'll go back up to encroachment agreement for 996 East Hawthorne Lane and 1004 East Hawthorne Lane. So let's take 996 first. Any concerns from department heads for utilities back there? Anybody? No? No? Okay. Do you have any concerns, Dan?
No, I looked at that, and I know I had conversations with property owners along there, especially on the south side of there, just to make sure that you know, they were somewhat comfortable with the immediate one that we know of here. So,
okay.
We do have sanitary behind those houses, but just like everything else.
Yeah, but so it will be so will that fence be on top of that, Kelly? Do you know?
I don't think so. I mean, the fence should be north of the sewer.
Should be north?
Should be able to access it still from just Jefferson Street, maybe. Or we may have to go through the yard to get to it if we have
well,
to.
Well, I mean, so that's my point is, you know, as always, we always say, well, right. It's still an easement whether or not we grant the encroachment. So So I would still say for both of these, it's the same thing, which is if they, if for some reason our utilities have to get back there, or any of our city services that have the access there, that we will try our best to... Hi there, guys.
What?
Went to the wrong place?
Went to the wrong place.
That's okay. And who are you here on behalf of?
Windsor Homes.
Perfect. Come on up. We're actually on that right now.
Okay.
So
good. Good timing.
Name and address, please.
Rob Wacker. And business address is 7505 Westfield Drive, Westfield being one word, Fort Wayne.
Okay.
46825.
Great. So what was just mentioned was the street sewer department had mentioned that there was a sanitary sewer back there, I believe, in that easement.
Okay.
And but you said, Kelly, that you think that you can access it. Potentially,
probably off of Jefferson.
I'm
had to.
Okay.
Is so, that for the apartment community?
Yeah. I mean, then it runs to the lift. It runs towards the lift station
okay.
to the
yeah.
west.
Not where that is.
But it's like up on top of that hill.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is the fence going to be just
this,
at the bottom side of the hill or something?
Inside the tree line, the goal is just to give some privacy between lots 20 and half of 19, which is basically encompasses the buildings that can be seen of the apartment complex. So it gives some privacy for the traditional living.
Just ask that it remain at least 24 inches on either side of the electric lines back there as well. I know there's primary that runs along there and there's secondary that feeds that house. We will locate it.
Yeah.
You have to know where that's at and make your adjustment from there.
The,
is that a transformer back there?
The quotes I've asked, there is a transformer that we've got a lead dropping down the hill there, and I've asked them to quote me with a double gate in front of that transformer so we can pull that open and get access to it.
Okay.
You can get access to it.
Yeah, because that feeds Rosie's house.
I didn't know what other concerns there might be. If you're familiar with it, there's a section of lot 19 where we get into the slope transition between the traditional living neighborhood above and Brennan's that we had rocked, and so it does half of lot 19 does extend down there. I think my drawing shows all of 20 and all of 19. There's currently a fence already on the back side of 21, and we'd be extending that down, not the full two lots, but just a lot and a half to get to basically the end of the buildings of the apartments. And then the I think it's part of Rolling Hills there that we're looking at the backside of.
Mm-hmm.
And that would all be clear. It's kind of ladder stepped up, so visually you're not, those homes are looking right into the rock wall or the rock retaining rather than up into somebody's windows like it is directionally channeled so further down 1920 way.
Okay. I appreciate not going any further because we live at the house right at the edge of the utility pole.
Okay.
And at first I thought you guys were going all the way, but we were trying to build up nice grass and stuff to keep the view down. So
yeah. No, my goal is I don't want to spend any more on it than I want, but there's been some concern from the neighbors within Brennan's that people were coming from the apartments into those woods before they, well, when they were woods for nefarious purposes. So there's there's that out there, and so I want to get that cleaned up, all the trash that's been dumped in there, and at some point, some line of demarcation, so that it's not as easy to just to step into the next neighborhood.
I think even future property owners to the west of that still could come in and want to request a fence up in those lots. I mean, in the near future, I mean, if the lots to the west ever develop, I would think that those people would probably want a fence up too. And
west of these two lots?
Yeah, the lots west of there, I would like to think that, you know, just because we accept the need, is a future building. You know, people want to build homes. Would probably look to put a fence up there. So that's why, I guess because this one isn't, I'm looking possibly in the future, there still could be people wanting to put fences up there for various reasons.
Yeah.
So just give you a heads up, it could still happen.
Which I think those lots are, they're all have houses on them, right?
They do.
Towards, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There is somebody that put in a fence, but it's, you know, those, with the setback, the actual building pad is fairly shallow, and so you get off as you head again back
towards the lift station.
Yes, back toward the lift station, they get fairly shallow in the backyard. You know, you might have a 10-foot patio and another 10-foot before the rock starts retaining up the hill. And those, that person put a, you know, a, I don't know if it's 3 or 4 foot iron or aluminum, black aluminum fence, just up to the rock's edge on the lower level, I think, for a pet.
Yeah, I think they did that because they had some dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, you get into the homes, and if you're looking laterally out the window, you'd have to be, like, at the window looking up to even see the homes in Rolling Hills. It's that much of an elevation change. Okay.
So what we usually say is that when you're in a utility easement, that in the case we do have to access it behind the fence, or I guess in front of the fence, depending on how you look at it, we will try, if we have time, we will try to contact the homeowner ahead of time and have them take it down. If not, we will take it down as gently as possible, but it is on the homeowner to replace that at their expense. So
fully.
I just want to make sure that's clear.
No, I'm fully aware of that.
Okay. Appreciate that. So, any other issues?
It's what we tell our homeowners at orientation.
Yeah.
Every time they move in.
Yep. Any issues 996? Okay. You good?
I'm good.
Okay, I'll make the motion to approve the agreement.
I do have a question. Yes. So, all the rock that's back there, that's maintained by the homeowner, right? I mean, that's, if it's in the easement or the right of way, it doesn't mean we're maintaining it, right?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Yep.
No, they're aware of that as well.
Yep.
That
yep.
their lot that they're responsible for actually goes up
yeah.
to the top of that rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Make a motion we approve 996 East Hawthorne Lane's encroachment agreement as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Same thing for 1004. Anybody have any additional issues for 1004? I'll make a motion we approve 1004 East Hawthorne Lane's encroachment agreement as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay?
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, gentlemen.
So next step is...
I'll get these back to the planning tomorrow, and then we can go on if we don't want to check that Friday. Are you in a hurry?
It sounds like it might be another 30 days out before this guy can
okay.
even get to it.
Okay.
You'll have them there by Friday.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Okay.
Thank
great.
You much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you. It's all good.
You went to the county building.
That's fine. Have a good one. Next up is ordinance abatement for 414 East Swihart Street. Gary, do you have an update on that?
I do. Scott was over there today and met with CNN, not CNN, CNN.
CNN. Ampersand?
Yep.
CNN. Yep.
Right, property management, and they mowed the grass. They got somebody coming in to remove all the junk. They were inside the house as well, doing stuff in there, but our main concern is outside.
Yes.
They're clear of that, so they're going to get all that cleaned up. They're in the process of it, so we don't have to abate it now.
Okay.
They're going to do it. So,
did Scott give a timeline for getting that cleaned up? I mean, it's great that they're saying they're going to do it, but until they do it,
yeah, he said probably within the next week or two.
Okay.
So
okay.
It looked better. I drove by, gosh, I had a frog in my throat. This afternoon, it looked a lot better already.
Okay.
Yeah, they're getting there.
Will you make sure that at the next meeting you give us an update on that as well, since it was on the agenda?
Yeah, we've had people say one thing and then.
Yep.
Mm.
It's not too much.
There's a house specifically I can think of that was that way.
But I think with the company it's actually doing it, not
the homeowner.
Not the individual.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Okay.
Hopefully they hold up to their end.
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, it's great. Again, we always would rather that happen than go through the actual abatement process. So
the tractor's gone, the truck's gone, the grass is mowed.
I mean, freezer in the back, I think, was still in there.
The what? Yeah.
Was there a freezer?
Yeah, somebody coming. Scott was saying that they told him that a company pays them to come and pick that stuff up. And I'm like,
Can you give me the name of that?
Right.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. That's positive.
Yeah.
Okay, next is item number 5, leave of absence without pay discussion. Chip, I'm assuming you're going to lead this?
Yes. As you might know, one of my employees had a very severe incident and is requiring treatment. He would like to come back to work. We're estimating 6 weeks before he can come back to work, so this is just asking for him to not be paid, but to take 6 weeks off and guaranteed employment when he comes back.
So it's unpaid medical leave. He does not, he has not been here long enough in order to have sick time,
right.
Things like that. So, and correct me if I'm wrong, time does not accrue since he won't be here, correct? So
It's
basically just keeping his job in place
during
that time. Yeah.
Which I think is a win-win for everybody.
Yeah,
no problem.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the request for leave of absence without pay. Do I have to say the name? Okay. The request of leave of absence without pay for a 6-week medical leave.
ADA did approve a 6-month. We're hoping it's not 6 months.
Okay.
So.
Well, and if we get toward the end of that 6 weeks and we need to redo another one, then we can have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Thank you.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up are street closings. There is a retroactive street closure for re-roofing a garage. Gary and I both reviewed it and approved it. I'm assuming that's completed by now. It is completed, Kelly says.
Okay. I've seen the dumpsters gone.
Okay, good.
So
that was in an alley, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it looked
right?
Like the roof was good.
Yep. So I'll make a motion. We retroactively approve the street closing permit for the alley beside 309 South Walnut Street.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is street closing permit for the homecoming parade. It appears to be the same route as it always is. Any questions, comments, concerns? Public safety, you good? Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Okay. Jody, you good with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Dan, you good with it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing permit for the Coffee City High School homecoming parade on Friday, September 19th, as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, we have multiple pay requests from two different companies. So I think, Mike Cook, we're starting with you for S&S Directional Boring.
Do you want to do, there's two pay apps, do you want to do them together or do you want to do them individually?
Do we have to, does it matter?
No.
Okay, we'll just talk about both and then we'll approve them separately.
Okay. Pay app number 5, well, it's Overlook, that's why there's two of them on here. I'm not sure where the Overlook was. I don't believe it was on my part because I went back through my emails and I have no copies, no emails of pay app number 5. So that one's on here. Pay app number 6 is the final for the Fourth Main project. Everything is completed. We have a little bit of warranty work done today that they were here. And so pay app number 5 is $104,252.18. Pay number 6 is $167,000. $41.90 for a grand total of $271,294.08. My recommendation that the board approves that as presented.
Thank you. I do have a question for you, though, Mike. As I looked at the two pay apps, the first one wasn't a problem, but the second one, I'm wondering, here it is. So it says amount due this application is $167,041.9, but then it says balance to finish is that same number. So is that truly the balance to finish, or should that number actually be zero on the bottom? You understand what I'm asking?
Actually, zero. The number six was the last payout.
Well, that's what I'm asking is, I'm just wondering if that, if because when I read it, I thought, well, maybe they put the final pay amount in both those lines rather than putting zero in that final line. Does that make sense what I'm asking or saying? So, because you're saying there's no more retainage or nothing. This is the last of the last.
Yeah, those are,
Okay.
Six was the last one.
Okay. Okay. So maybe we can make a notation on there.
Sounds like to me.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but there should be some. There was a balance here on five. And if this is already paying, it should be a good. Oh, there's this much in
so
A5.
Was left.
Mm-hmm. And then they're paying this.
The only thing was 67 should have at least, what, $9,000 and change.
No, it doesn't. I mean, we could go to the A5, but we need to really verify that.
Yeah.
What that number is.
Yeah.
Is that okay? No?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I can get it over here.
So we're the amount due is the 104,252.18 to five. I think we just approve that number that they provided, and then we'll just need to get an updated pay app or something that shows.
Correct.
Unless you think we need to be, I really don't want to approve the 175 number because I don't know that that's a real number or not. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. I'll make a motion we approve pay application for S&S Directional Boring in the amount of $104,252.18.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor should please show sign. It is unanimous. I'll make a motion we approve pay application number six for S&S Directional Boring in the amount of $167,041.90 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. So I'll just let the two of you figure that out.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Shingle.
Yes. These are the final two pay apps for Eagle Park Phase 1A. The first one is for $50,543.80. And then we have paid some of the retainage earlier because they weren't part of the, I don't know if you remember this, they were not part of the skate park, so they wanted, all they had to do was come back and put a couple connector sidewalks in and some railing, so if my phone will not stop acting up. And so then we did save $6,000 on removing hand railing that were in some locations, which I thought going into a skate park we didn't really need. So that left our final at $14,231.65. I wish I could show you what our total budget was for that project. I'll sit down and run those numbers. I've got them all somewhere, but as of right now, we came in $6,000 less.
Okay, great. So here's my question, and that is about the trees.
Yes, that is part of warranty.
Okay. So, as in, that's not a part of the retainage. It's
no.
Warranty on, like, kind of separate from the retainage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's been documented through everybody's aware of it.
Okay.
They said they'd come out and plant them. I said I'd prefer to wait until
It's
not bone dry.
Okay.
So
there's a couple trees that are dying over there. A
couple trees, and I think maybe like four or five plants that have died.
That have died that
yeah.
We need to have warranty work done on. So, okay. Questions? Okay, I'll make a motion we approve contractor's pay application number 9 for Schenkel Construction Incorporated in the amount of $50,543.80.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion?
No, you're fine. No, you're fine. Keep on going. Sorry.
All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. And then make a motion we pay contractors payment for application number 10 for Schenkel Construction, Inc. in the amount of $14,231.65 is presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Do you have more to add?
No, I'll wait until reports.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Chip, tomorrow, get with me, and I think we can just bring you out the project.
Okay. Everything. Sounds good, Rosie.
Okay. Bills.
Thank you, Rosie, for bringing them up for me. Appreciate that work. Make a motion to approve bills dated August 12th in the amount of $1,540,457.60.
Okay. And that's for checks or EFT?
Doesn't it say that?
It doesn't say it. It says
it's for the bills. The bills will do.
That's a motion for bills.
Yeah. Oh, that's just for the bills.
Yeah.
And then EFT. Okay. I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Make a motion to approve EFT payments for August 12th in the amount of $541,604.92.
I'll second. And this is for EFT, I think, right?
Yeah, EFT.
Okay, yes, you did. Okay, all those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Also make a motion to approve meter deposits for July in the amount of $3,301.70 as presented.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Also make a motion to approve payroll for August 1st, 2025, except overtime in the amount of $307,023.73.
Okay.
As approved, as presented. Then you want that other one?
Yeah, just go ahead and add them together. And then overtime in the amount of?
And then make a motion to approve all overtime in the amount of $7,434.98.
I'll second both motions. Further discussion? All those in favor should be usual sign. It is unanimous for both. Thank you, sir. Department head reports. Chip?
So what I was going to tell you was phase 1A, we have some closeout documents we've got to do, but that one, 99.9%, just need to put a pin in it. Blue River Trail, we had little rough time around 1st July. As of now, all the concrete is completed except one ramp on South Line Street and then the railroad crossing. So we are having a meeting, I think it's next week, to discuss railroad crossing and where we go from there. We also have to do the small island in line or Main Street, which, as you'd heard, we're told to, they're not going to close traffic. They're going to narrow it down, but there will be a work happening in the center of Main Street. So other than that, everything's been going good. I don't know. I'll let you talk about OneZip if you wanted to. So.
Okay. We need to talk through ribbon cutting time frame.
Okay.
Okay. Questions of Chip? Thank you. GP.
All right. Well, we've had 33 applications for the police positions. However, 5 did withdraw due to injuries, relocation, except another job opportunities outside of law enforcement. So we have 28 going to the testing. We currently have 3 open positions. But I thought 33 applications, pretty good. So
yeah.
Officer Sturgis will be graduating the Law Enforcement Academy on the 22nd of this month. Looking forward to having him back. I'm sure he's more excited to be back than us, though. SROs are gearing up and are very excited about school starting on Friday. I'm sure they're probably more excited than the kids. That's part of it. Deputy Chief Anderson did a presentation today over at St. Paul La Crosse for Edward Jones, the Wool Group. And there was about 30 people in attendance. It was for fraud and scams. So he said they were pleased with that, and he he felt it went pretty good. Will's with the county event that was on the 2nd went well. No issues downtown. They even did a brownie lap around town, I guess, so it was fun for them. But other than that, plugging away.
The organizer chatted with me a little bit and said that it went really, really well. I mean, I was down here for a portion of it, but went really well, and they're looking at probably expansion next year. So, questions?
No, sir.
Thank you. Sean?
So we continue to work on our utility pole replacement project. We're now working in the east-west alley in between Van Buren and Jackson Street. That's a main substation tie line, and about 50% or 60% of the poles have failed inspection, so we're replacing all of them through there. So we're working on getting some open points where we can move power back and forth without taking people down, and we're changing these poles. So got one of those done today by the old Hollingsworth building, now Rusty Parish, I believe, owns it. So completed that one, started early this morning. We're out there getting poles in the ground by 6:30, so it really helped out. So we're working on Radio Road. We have two transmission poles we need replaced there. The engineering's been kind of slow going because our current engineers, Spectrum now Intrust, has kind of stepped away from some of this stuff, so we're looking at a new engineer. Had a meeting with them today. They're 90% done with the engineering. We're going to do an RFP for the material on the project, just to compare prices and time, lead time, so that should be moving fairly quickly. I had a discussion with the county about the fuel pump situation, with us using their pumps and how it's going, and they all have just had nothing negative to say.
Yeah.
They're excited to have support, and I'm excited because I was told that they have depth pumps now installed, and I spoke with them on they're going to convert all of the keys we have for diesel fuel, and so they can accept that depth fluid, so we don't have to get the little boxes or the big drums anymore. We're out there filling up with diesel. We can fill it up with depth fluid as well.
Okay.
So she's going to let me know when she gets that all programmed, so that would be really nice for all.
Is that what the big blue tank is out there?
Yes.
I wonder about
yes.
that.
Yes.
You see all the heads now? Like
the porta potty.
The one porta potty.
Nice. I was out there filling up the other day, and I opened up just to see what was in there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
porta potty.
So,
what looks like.
So, 2 weeks ago, I was able to fly up to New York City with the IMPA executive board, talk to the three major bond rating agencies out there about the successes that Columbia City's had with the help of the IMPA group. Really good meetings. Everything was great except for trying to fly home from Midoriya, which was awful. They had 5 raindrops that canceled every flight going in and coming out. So. Got to spend an extra day in New York.
Shout out to New York City.
Yeah. Bronx are a really nice area.
Yeah.
And stuff on some of the areas. So that was really, I learned a lot. We got our message through. We looked at the rates coming up in this year's increases. I think IMPA's 27% lower than every other group in Indiana. So.
Yeah, I just saw there was I think I may have sent it to you, there was an article about. I forget, was it INM or somebody that was significantly increasing electric rates, so much so that cities that are served, and actually NIPSCO may have been one of those as well, cities that are served by those, actually the mayors came out against it because of how massive of an increase it was, and so much so that a legislator came out against one of those mayors, and anyways, there's all kinds of fun stories.
Yeah, if you ever get really bored or want to sleep, we can talk about why their rates are going up so much faster than ours.
Yes.
There's a few different reasons.
Yes.
Now, obviously, the cost of service, cost of materials, cost of staffing has gone up for us. So eventually, we can't continue to just eat those losses.
Yep.
So we're going to have to adjust eventually. But the fact that our rates are increasing at 2 and 3% instead of 20 to 25% every year from our supplier is a reason why ours shouldn't be quite that significant. So,
and we've said that since day one, right? I mean,
correct.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so when IMP was started, their goal was to have their own production. Don't buy off the market, because you can buy power off the market. Mm-hmm. It was really cheap back in the day, and everybody was doing it, and we were still building, you know, a combustion turbine. We had a coal mine mouth plant that made a lot of energy, clean energy, and all these different, you know, all-in strategy, a little bit of wind, a little solar, hydro, wherever we could get. And so INPA only buys about 30% of their power supply off the market. I had a great conversation with some of our co-ops in the area, and they're 100% off the market because they jumped out of their agreements. So prices are skyrocketing right now on the market. So that's another reason why these other you know, IOUs and co-ops are having the issue they're having with the high cost of power, because they don't have their own generation. They have to buy it straight off the market. So it used to cost, you know, $25 a megawatt hour. Now it's $375 a megawatt hour. So having our own generation has been a huge, huge plus, and you know, why we jumped in on that contract we did a few years ago.
Well, I think there was a really great article. I hope the president's read it. Really great article in the IMPA newsletter about our solar park, and just answering a lot of kind of frequently asked questions about our solar park of, well, you know, isn't this free? Well, solar panels aren't free, and you know, and they pay taxes and things like that that you need to understand. But in totality, it does help with those peak generation time periods and helps with the dollars. So, anyways, yeah, I think it's great.
So the other thing I had was bucket trucks. We ordered one almost 2 years ago now. They keep pushing it back. They're saying before the end of the year, hopefully now.
Okay.
Which is wonderful. We are getting a quote to replace our tree truck, which is 77-foot working height truck. Working on that. That should be coming in shortly. So other than that, I'll pass my time on to Matt.
Mm. Questions, Sean?
No, sir. We had time.
Thank you.
I forgot one
Gear.
Thing on mine. Back to me. Sorry, Matt. We did select Rachel Eppenbaugh as the second shift lead in dispatch, so she'll be taking that position in the near future.
Good. Congratulations to her. Matt.
Well, mine's not near as exciting as that. the first week of JFL practices are done. And because of school starting, we lost all of our summer part-time help, and that's why we have went down to just now the weekends for the pool, and that's for the next 2 weekends. And then with the plaque for the SDI bridge is the one that goes over to the Grimes and Kroger's right there. That plaque was finally placed Friday.
Okay.
Other than that, it's just normal stuff.
Didn't we build that in 2013?
We did. There was an oversight, and there wasn't a plaque put there.
Gotcha. Okay. No, not a problem. Questions of Matt?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for righting a wrong there. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Kelly.
Three Rivers Barricade finished up striping uptown. They had turn arrows, stop bars to finish up, and they did that yesterday. So that should all be complete. Our concrete guys finished up a 50-50 sidewalk last week, and hopefully we can get, I got ordered dirt that came in today, so hopefully we can get the dirt, seed, and straw in along the sidewalk and around the yard tomorrow, and then our guys are still doing trimming along the streets right now, along signs, and doing a good job doing that.
Okay. Great question.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mike.
They've repaired two or three storm drains this week. Also, they're going to start flushing hydrants next week.
Okay. I think that's really important for the public to know, because I've gotten some comments about discoloration of the water and stuff. But, yeah, flushing of hydrants is going to happen next week. How long do you think that's going to be? Multiple weeks long?
Yes.
Or, okay.
We're only going to have three people flushing.
Okay. Okay. So you'll just be going around the city doing multiple flushes. Okay. Okay. So. Good. Okay. Terry?
Well, Eagle Park's up and running. We got two more cameras installed. We decided to put an extra one in that would cover the swing area because we had a spot that was capable to put it in. So we're going to go ahead and move forward with that. Also, the Eagle Park, the sign's been up and running. We're just trying to work through the new software and how that works so we can move on to giving it to the girls to use so they can update it as they will.
Okay.
Installed new UPSs in all of our outside locations except for wastewater. The new ones are cloud-based contacts, so now we have the ability to monitor all of our UPSs at our locations to know when the power is out, to know when batteries are going bad, et cetera. So hopefully we won't have some failures that we had there this year. That's all I got.
Question to Terry?
No, sir.
Thank you. Mike?
Sludge storage tank had been, all the repairs were completed in-house by my staff. They've done a fantastic job on that.
Good.
Saved us a lot of money. Another kudos to them. They had we had a lift station that had a frequency drive in it that runs the pumps, and it was overheating. And they tracked it down. There was a fan that wasn't running, so when it overheats, obviously it shuts down. The pump won't run. They spent several hours doing that, and then ended up ordering a capacitor, plot fan, the bond for $6.64.
Okay.
Fixed it. Which saved a lot of money there too, because it'd probably be $300-$400 bench just to look at. So they've done several things. They've done a great job on it, so that saved us a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Next Monday, the Gray Wolf will be in and start the next door project. And we started this week. I had everybody convert one of the aeration tanks that were to a aerated, basically an aerobic digester.
Gotcha.
Because then we're in the process of draining the current one, and once we drain the clear water off, then we'll start pumping everything in the storage tank. I made a phone call to IDEM today and meet with a representative from them next Tuesday on our ammonia issues that we've had. We knocked it down, but it's still there. And we collected some samples for that's called QAC.
Yeah.
They've recommended that we sample for. When the lab sent the bottles over, they sent preserved bottles. We collected samples, sent them in. They can't be preserved bottles, so we had to start processing.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
So, I mean, no cost to us on the bottles. They sent them, they give them to us for free.
Okay.
Well, they say they're free, but I'm sure they're in the feed. But anyway, so we had to start that over, so I don't have results back yet. I was hoping to have those, so when I sit down with IDEM, then we can present everything we've got, everything we've done, and basically it's operator assistance is what it is.
Okay.
Because I'm out of ideas, my staff is out of ideas, so it has to be something, but I'm not sure what it is because it doesn't seem like it's inorganic, it doesn't seem like it's organic, so it's confusing because it's not killing our bugs, but it's not adding BOD either, so I'm baffled.
Hmm.
But it has to be something.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's where we're at, so
okay.
I just want to bring them on board because it's been, we're probably going on about 2 months now.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And I've yet to see anybody, but to keep them all in the loop, but now it's time to bring them in and say, okay, what do you want us to do now? I need some more ideas.
Hmm.
So that's where we're at on that.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mike. Questions?
Yep, no, sir.
You have anything else? You good?
Nope, that was last
night.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Tom. Zach, Toby, you're still working with on the ESO project, which is the reporting software that we have to go to for that's replacing NIFRS.
Mm-hmm.
They were hoping to have that all up and running by October. It's really not mandatory. It's not even going to be online. The new NIRS, NEIRS. It's not even going to be up online until December, and everybody in the state is supposed to be on it by January 1st.
Oh.
So it's kind of a tight schedule. Toby's still working with Sierra Wireless on Sierra Wireless systems. Some of our Sierra Wirelesses they're obsolete, and we don't know what we're going to move to after we get done with them, so that's still a work in process.
Gotcha.
Earlier when I sent the report to you, Mayor, at that time we did not have approvals on our new candidate. Landon Tim did get approved through the state today.
Good.
And he will be starting his first day. The The 6th is a Saturday. He'll actually start payroll, but his first day will be Monday because we're going to run into that two-week day shift process.
September.
Through his book,
Of September?
I'm sorry, yes.
Okay,
September.
Okay.
That gives him time to notify employers and give them notice at hand.
And to the fire department?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So we're happy to have that done. Still working with Convoy Technologies about the camera system on 107. Just a little bit of a delay because we had to take 107. Toby and I yesterday morning drove it to Indianapolis to Fire Systems Incorporated. You go down dead center, basically dead center of Indy, and drive it down there to have some work done on it.
Square.
Minor stuff, but it's major enough that it needed attention, so we didn't turn into a major event. The wear pads on the ladder were worn out. You let that get grinded into the aluminum to ruin the ladder, then I don't think you guys wanted to replace it. Or maybe you did. Sometime in September, still working with Kroger. We're going to be doing a stuff the truck thing. The State Fire Marshal's Office kind of worked with Kroger's on doing a thing where a food drive for local food pantries. And so we're just trying to come up with the date in September. It's either going to be the 6th or the 13th. The 13th is the actual firefighters fighting hunger drive. But Kroger's wants to do, the local Kroger's wants to do theirs on the 6th. So we may move that. The state fire marshal's office is okay. Just do it. They just want participation. So that's something we're looking at. Oh, yeah, things are good.
You need additional PR opportunities to make sure people like firefighters.
We're pretty much.
Questions of Tom?
Yes.
Thank you, Rosie.
Nothing.
Welcome back for a hot second here.
Thank you.
A couple of things for your information. We are planning to switch over to live stream on YouTube starting in September. So Nathan came over and helped us. Some of us kind of understand a little bit of how that works. We're working with him to kind of do some of that since he set up the county to do that. So for those of you that are watching on Facebook, just know that in September, we will start Board of Work, City Council, and other meetings that will be live streaming straight to YouTube rather than Facebook. And the reason for that is Facebook has changed their policy, so now they delete videos fairly frequently. We're already uploading these videos to YouTube anyways. So we're kind of cutting out the middleman, especially since Facebook's changing the policy. So you watch on Facebook, know that in September, you will need to watch on YouTube if you want to live stream. Of course, you can always come to the meetings. Those are always open to the public here at City Hall. Went through a couple of different workshops last week. Ribbon cutting for Mission 25 was awesome. Congratulations on your retirement, my friend.
Thank you.
And just seeing if there's anything else. Still working on a couple of different major projects right now. No real big updates. Next week, we kind of start some of our budget discussions, if you will, budget meetings. And, I think we finally have some numbers back, so we're working to figure out where in the budget we have to cut to get our number to where it needs to be. So more information on that coming soon. Dan.
Just thank you for everybody that showed up and all the thoughts and that went my direction. I'm pretty confident I wasn't worthy of all that, but it was an amazing day for my last day, and it's definitely a weird feeling to be retired and got a nice nap in before the meeting. It's truly blessed to be, with all the people I've worked with and I've been treated. I was over the top. So I just want to say thanks. I'll say that again to council also.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for everybody. That was amazing. Amazing day.
Thanks, Dan. We have no press and we have no audience, so we will call the meeting.